Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. What is that?
That was a mic.
That's a microphone.
His mic doesn't sound nice. Check one.
How does mine sound? Is it fine?
Check two. Yeah. You've sounded good.
This is the best you've sounded.
Yeah, I think this might be the best you've sounded. I thought, was it New York was another one you had that was really good? Or maybe Toronto? But this
Toronto was really good early in the year. It was. But I'm just listening on when Ed said something about, where did I just come from? Oh, Tampa. I went on the Odyssey app and listened, and I agree, Ed, it did sound good. So I just didn't wonder how this one sounds.
Hold on, hey, Rob went back and listened to himself? Shocking.
You know, I've never done that.
That's how he goes to sleep at night.
Everyone should. What's wrong with that?
It does. It puts everyone to sleep.
I'm out.
But this does sound good.
I did something today. I had the most New York encounter there was. So I came to the building early, and the engineer wasn't here yet. So the security guy up front, you know, I told him who I was, what I was here for. And he said, all right, you know, you can hang around, sit down. So is there some place for me to go maybe and get some coffee? He said, yeah. So he started giving me directions. And I said, how many blocks is that? He looked at me, he said, blocks? I said, yeah. He said, where you from? I said, Baltimore. I said, okay, all right. Well, it's 4 blocks. I said, why'd you say that? He said, well, you understand blocks because you're from Baltimore. Normally when people aren't from big cities, they don't understand blocks. So I said, I had the box that I broadcast with that I'm not using, by the way, and my duffel bag, my book bag. I said, can I leave that here? He looked at me and said, no, we can't leave bags here, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. He clapped his hands and rubbed his hands together. I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. And I thought to myself, all right, hold on to the desk because you're about to get had. He said, could you bring me a tea with 2 sugars? Of course. Yeah, I got you. So then he did. Then here comes the real New York portion. He reached in his pocket and started jiggling his pocket, knowing he wasn't pulling anything out of his pocket.
Yeah.
I said, I got you.
Where are you? Are you in Hudson Street? Or are you uptown?
Hudson Street.
You're on Hudson Street.
Hudson Street. WFAN. My man Paul was here in the morning at about 5:25 to help me out. He and Joe and Charlie figured it out to put us on air. So shout out to WFAN.
I'll tell you, you are so close to my favorite cigar place.
Where?
Hudson Bar and Books.
I'm familiar with that. I didn't know that was your favorite.
Yeah, it is, because you can sit outside there. You can inside, outside. It's like, it, you know, it's a real comfortable
little cigar.
It's
like 3 blocks, right?
It's right below 14th Street. But, yeah. You know, you're below 14th.
It's all coming back.
I'm trying to remember exactly where it is. It's like around, it's right below 14th. That's where it is. I just remember. It's like 12th, 13th, whatever, 11th Street.
You're around 3 or 4 it's or right 13 there. Or...
Yeah. You know who hangs out there?
Who?
I used to have cigars. Is Ed Burns.
Oh, the actor?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. You've hung out with him?
Cool. Yeah.
He seemed like a good dude.
He is. He's a regular guy. He's a regular Long Island guy. He's just a regular guy.
Like, when you listen, like, if you've watched his movies, like, he's a director / actor now. Like, he's done more directing. Yeah. But, like, one of those guys, when he was on film, it was just like, he felt cool.
Real.
Yeah.
He's like, you know how I always sit, we always sit in the corner, you know, right? You want to see who's coming in. I always grab a seat at the corner of the bar because I want to see what's going on. That's where he always sat.
See,
we became you know, not friends, but acquaintances.
I would annoy the hell out of him because every time I'd see him, I'd go, Smithers, because he's Mr. Burns. God. He's Mr.
Anyway.
This is the part where Rob talks.
Already? Yeah. Already.
Can I tell you how messed up my body is? Yesterday, I couldn't look left. My neck hurt. I can look left today. I can't look right. What the hell happened last night? I can't look at this.
Man, your body, you got to check your birth certificate, man. You might be from Dominican Republic playing baseball in the 90s, giving us the wrong birth certificate.
Maybe I am.
Just make left turns today.
Well, the good
don't change lanes to the right.
That's the best part about it. I mean, the good thing is if I looked at it and found out that I was actually 60, at least I'd look my age then.
Hey, man, the Dodgers and Padres is really becoming a thing.
Yeah.
What was it, non-hit batters?
Yeah, it started from, because they believed they were throwing at Shohei on purpose 2 days ago.
Well, why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And then why wouldn't they believe it? Because I believe it as well.
And then it turned into, who was it that got hit high and tight and didn't like it? And then yesterday was just like, bing, bing, bing. It doesn't matter.
I'll be honest with you. I think the other night, Tampa threw at Couser.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You hit him right in the middle of the back.
Yeah, didn't he almost try to throw him with the first pitch?
Yeah, the first pitch came close, and then the second pitch hit him in the middle of the game.
I think they threw at him.
Yeah. Because Couser is diving to the plate.
I guess I wasn't thinking about it in the moment, but like.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought the first pitch was buzzed a little too close.
And he thought so, too. If you look at his face on the first pitch, he's like, all right, now.
Yeah, and then he hit him with the next pitch. I'm like, I don't know about this.
You hit me on the elbow or the shoulder. Okay. Pitch slip. You hit me in the middle of the back?
Yeah.
After you almost, you know, you just high and tight at me?
You can't get away from that one.
Yeah, you can't. I thought they threw at him. No doubt. Couser was a problem. He was a problem when he wasn't getting a hit because he was still hitting it hard.
Is that on the bullet point you got from the warehouse?
Yeah, that's what that's from. That's what that's from. Like I said before, I put this on social media and I'll say it on air. My dad told me this when I was in high school. I played quarterback for Northern, and folks always talk trash even though we were winning games.
Yeah.
And he got quiet as I was venting. We stopped at a red light. He looked over at me and said, they hate you because they ain't you.
Just like I posted.
Light turned green, and we start driving. That's all he had to say to me. Nothing else.
We have so much in common that our fathers told us things. Like my dad said, hey, douchebag, shut up and hand me the Phillips head.
Yeah, my father's never talked.
I don't, Jeremy, you know, I've, you and I both, but many, many verbal darts have come my way.
Yeah.
And I still stand.
I got out of the movies.
Here I stand.
I got out of the movies yesterday, checked my phone, and I was like, oh, something happened.
Yes. I told you. My father, I know he loved me, and we had a great relationship. Senior year, last game, I told you, I pick off a pass, return it for 30. I get face mask. It's a 45-yard return now. Mm-hmm. Puts us right in the position to score. He's going wild in the stands. After the game, no, he tells his friend sitting next to him, he goes, there'd be no living with him this week. That's all he said.
Well,
I thought you were going to say, why didn't you take it back to the house, Eddie?
We'll take a look at last night's Olds Rays game at 6:30. But on the other side, NBA Game 7 Finals. We're going to have it this weekend. Take a look at last night's game up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
6:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We have Game 7 of the NBA Finals coming up. Why? Because last night, are you saying that Tyrese Haliburton looks like Drake?
No. You know what he's saying here? Because what? The reason the Thunder lost last night is because Drake put $300,000 on the Thunder on the money line and the Thunder to win by 6 to 10 points.
Or I wasn't paying attention to the clock and didn't have a song, so I just picked something. And I didn't have a highlight either. Because,
I'm not going to go with that one. I'm going to go with that Drake bet last night, and anytime he bets on a game, he loses.
I thought he was saying Tyrese Haliburton looks like Drake.
No. I don't know if he... I think they don't look
anything alike.
Yeah, I think he looks more like Osama bin Laden when they put his face on his body and they call him the Haliban. That's what I think.
I think he had 14 points last night, 5 assists, no turnovers, and stayed out of his team's way for 23 minutes.
Dude, it felt like T.J. McConnell and Obi Toppin popped their collar and said, hey guys, come along for the ride. They sure did.
I mean... The leading point score was Obi Toppin, 23 minutes, 20 points. I mean, they just, you're talking about a team basketball. That was a team effort.
Rob, that sounds like players on your team. They got 23 minutes. Yours, like, he got 15 minutes and scored 28 points. I mean, you look at the production you get in such a short period of time, and he's such a high energy guy. He's so much fun to watch. And I'm sorry, he's been eating Chet Holmgren's lunch this series.
He has. He absolutely has. And are you looking forward to game 7 of this?
I guess so now. I mean, to me, it's the most exciting two words in sports, Game 7. I don't care what sport it is. Didn't expect this, and I keep saying it, and I was like, well, how stupid are you? Apparently, they're really well matched. I thought this was going to be a gentleman's sweep, and then I'm like, it'll be 6. Now it's like 7. I'm like, wow. And now I'm not so sure the Pacers aren't going to take it all.
I want them to win now.
Do you?
I do, because, again, when you look at it and you get an underdog like this that gets to this point, and I'm telling you, the Thunder are going to be a problem moving forward. They're going to be in the Western Conference Finals, in the championship, year after year, with the talent that they have there and also the draft picks they have to just make their team better over the next few years via trade or drafting.
Now, you might be right about that, Jeremy, but can I jump in for a second? Mm-hmm. I don't care anything about either one of these teams, and I didn't think the Pacers would win. But you know why I wanted them to win? Because of that talk right there, Thunder, are they the next dynasty? Are they this? Are they that? They ain't won squat. Yep. We're already anointing them. And that's why I wanted the Pacers to win. Because I hate it when the media anoints teams before they do anything. That's the problem with sports right now. We get into the all-time greatest when somebody has a good month.
Yeah.
Is he amongst the all-time greatest? He had a good month. For goodness sakes, the Oklahoma City Thunder have won nothing, and we're already anointing them the next dynasty. That's why I wanted the Pacers to win.
Yeah, but you can understand why they're doing that, right? Because of
no.
Why? They have so much talent, and they have all these draft picks. Like,
I've seen it done so many times, and the team's never panned
this
out.
This is different, though.
I remember when USC played Texas in the national championship. They had just won the national championship. ESPN the whole week started talking about how USC was going to go down in history as one of the greatest college football teams ever. And I remember getting behind Vince Young and wanting Texas to win just because of that. Didn't think Texas would win. And fast forward to 15, 20 years later, you don't consider USC one of the greatest college football teams of all time because they didn't win the next title. The same thing. We've seen so many times teams anointed and they just didn't panic. Let's just enjoy the ride and enjoy the moment and stop trying to turn the page before you even read the page that you're on.
I think you're 100% right with that, but the only reason I'm saying OKC is different is I've never seen a team that has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 11 first-round picks over the next 6 years.
Really?
11. And some of these are unprotected, which means if they've got it from a team that sucked and they finish in the top, you know, one of the four worst teams, they get the draft in the top three again. Like, teams are already calling them saying, hey, will you be willing to move this? Would you trade this for this? And they're the front runners to get Giannis. But the report was that when the Bucks were talking, they wanted so many players and like five picks. I don't even know if you heard what they were talking about, Kevin Durant possibly going to the Spurs. But to Rob's point, though, the Western Conference is loaded. We're already Victor Wembanyama is a freak of nature, and that team's only going to get better. And they have another high draft pick again this year. And then you look at the Lakers with Luka and what happens there. Hey, by the way, the best player in the league still out in Denver. Does he move to somewhere else? Like, there's a lot of good teams, but I do understand why this narrative gets brought up because Sam Presti's been brilliant, and it just feels like everything's layered year after year to get better.
Two things to this. Number one, if they don't win the finals this year, you know it as well as I know, they're going to do something with those draft picks because they're going to panic.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't we win it? They're going to panic. They're not going to stay the course. They're going to panic. Number two, I pray to the basketball gods that the San Antonio Spurs do not pull the trigger on that Kevin Durant move. Please, God, don't. Please don't.
If you read what they asked for, like, Stephen Castle, Devin Vassell, it was another, like, good player that's in their rotation or starting five, along with five first-round picks. It's like, when has this worked out for anyone?
I think, Ed, in my opinion, Kevin Durant is one of those guys. He's not going to see Victor Wembanyama and Fox and all those guys shine. He's going to go and remind you he's Kevin Durant.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the issue. I just don't know. I don't know if I'd want him.
I don't.
I mean, I know the Knicks turned him down. He apparently had interest going to the Knicks. They had no interest in him.
What, Durant?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're look, I go back to this. If we're going to take that group of – one of the reasons the Thunder right now are in the best situation ever is that they traded Paul George for SGA and every draft pick the Clippers owned for like 6 years. And, you know, when you start looking at this league and seeing the talent that we have across the board – the moves that get made in these knee-jerk reactions, like what Rob's talking about, if they fail in Game 7, they're definitely making a move. They're making a move for Giannis. They're making a move for a KD. They're doing something to add something else to this team because you feel like it's missing. This team is loaded from top to bottom, but there is a little bit of disconnect. Maybe it's matchup. What's going on in this series? You've literally been favored at home by double digits in almost in every game, and you've been favored by 6 or 7 every time on the road. And I understand the point spread doesn't necessarily matter, but Vegas is telling you what should happen in these games and what the difference is. And the Pacers have made it up the entire time. Like, the Pacers blew a double-digit lead to lose by double digits in one of the games. Imagine what it could be right now.
But this goes to show the regular season in every sport doesn't seem to always translate to the postseason. The Thunder
especially had basketball with a series.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they had an 829 winning percentage. It's unbelievable during the regular season. And that was game 7.
Can I tell you what I think the difference is in this series? Mark Daigneault versus Rick Carlisle. Rick Carlisle is one of the better coaches in the National Basketball Association. And he is schooling Daigneault. If you watch what they're doing right now, the Thunder run a lot of high screen and rolls. And the high screen and roll is run by guys who can't shoot. The screener is a guy who's not going to beat you from shooting from the outside. The Pacers are literally putting five people in the paint on that high screen and roll and making you kick it out to the guy that just set the screen. he's not going to beat you. Thus, they scored 91 points last night.
That was ugly.
They put people in positions that they aren't comfortable in offensively because they're taking your plays and taking every. We're basically saying, please shoot the ball. Shoot it. We don't care. We're not letting you score in this paint because that's where you're killing us. Little changes like that from Rick Carlisle is why he is the guy that he is. And you said it, Jeremy. You love Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
But when they went to the finals against the Lakers, when Larry Bird was the one on the camera, who was the coach of that team?
Rick Carlisle. Yeah, and Rick Carlisle, by the way, remember that big three in Miami? You know who knocked them off? Dirk Nowitzki and Rick Carlisle's system. Because that was Sean Marion. I mean, you had Corey. You had all these guys. You're going, Tyson Chandler? Like, these are the guys that are beating LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh.
In the words of Charles Barkley, who he?
Who he?
I didn't know him because he played for the Knicks.
I'll take you inside the clubhouse. I got a couple of doozies for you guys at 6:45. But on the other side, Birds get the split down in Tampa. Orioles baseball up next on The Fan.
3-2 for the win. Fastball, got him. Strike three. 13 punch outs for the Orioles pitching staff. And if ever there was a game they had to have this year, this was the one, and they had it.
That was huge, you know, especially going, you know, just I think the big thing is just bouncing back after last night. Being able to split the series is huge, and, you know, hopefully carry some momentum up to New York and hopefully get to bed before 4 a.m. tonight.
That's Colton Cowles in the post-game walk-off. What a series he had. Three home runs. You know, all of Cowles' RBI this year have been off of home runs.
Yeah.
Every one of them. Going into Tuesday's game, he never hit a home run on an 0-2 pitch. Coming out of Thursday's game, he's hit two home runs on an 0-2 pitch.
The milkman. I've got nipples. Can you milk me, Colton?
Oh, my God.
By the way, he, again, we can go back to it. Man, those injuries really weren't a problem, were they?
God. Nothing, Jeremy.
Hey, you didn't miss the guy that almost won Rookie of the Year last year, should have won it. Nah, he didn't miss
the guy. Did you realize you have a Gold Glove and All-Star third baseman? Two different guys. And they were both out at one point. Urias is a Gold Glover at third base. Westberg is an All-Star at third base. You miss both of those guys along with Kowser, along with I mean, come on, man. But it, you know what? Doesn't mean anything.
I'm going to keep asking these questions, though. Anybody else want to bring up Stowers now? Where are you guys at? Where you at? Thank you.
He's not hitting bad. He's just not hitting for power.
He's just, I mean, no, his batting average has dropped like 50 points, man. It's like.
Oh, yeah. Well, when it's 340, it's going to drop.
Well, he's hitting. Well, look at what he's hitting now. I mean, and I'm not. It's not me trying to knock this guy, but people were making it out to seem like they just traded Mike Trout away because he had 10 homers to start the season. I'm going to check and see how many homers he has right now.
10. I'll
Rob, don't ruin the bit, please. Oh, my God. He's got 10 homers. He's hitting 272. He's having a nice year. But again, people made it out to be, oh my God, you traded away the future. They didn't.
I swear to you, I checked on him at the end of last week, and it was dead. That's why I was like, he's hitting pretty good. He was 290 this time last week.
Well, no,
that's why.
It had dropped last week because when I was in Ireland, it had already dropped. He's been hitting better as of late, but he had like a bunch of offers here. Yeah. And again, like this is something where people jump on board, and it's the easy narrative to run with, and everybody loves to run with it. It's a great headline that people can jump, go, yeah, see, he's got 10 homers. They shouldn't have traded him. And then it's here we are, and it's like, where are you guys at? Why are we still talking about this? Because it doesn't fit your damn narrative.
I love when you get upset.
It's just like.
Meanwhile, Gunnar Henderson has a 13-game hitting streak. He had a hit and a walk last night. What, and I said it to you guys before, I think Gunnar is being impacted by the core injury that he had, and it's probably affected his lift. But what we're seeing right now from Gunnar Henderson is, home run or not, kid can hit, Ed. He
absolutely.
Can just flat out hit.
Absolutely. And now his average keeps climbing. So, you know, he's batting 282, his on-base percentage is near 350 now. I mean, this is him. So I feel much, much better about him. I think he had no spring training. He started the season late. You know, this is, I think he's just hitting his groove.
Is it better to have a, like the whole, you know how people do the move for him, and there were other ones too in sports where people would make that sound, mm-hmm. and it's not booing.
Talking about Couser?
Yeah. Like, do you think it makes it easier for a player to go on the road and go, hey, everyone's mooing, even when they're booing?
Well, it's funny. I thought he was being booed. I'm like, oh, no, it's Couser. Because, you know.
Well, there's a mixture, by the way. Yeah. He's on the road.
But I was like, but it sounded like they were, you know, doing the moo. Yeah. So,
yeah. Hey, if I'm a Tampa, I would hate the Orioles and the Yankees.
Why is that?
Because when those two teams play in Tampa, it's more their fans than it is Rays fans. And some of the Rays fans told me it used to be the Red Sox and the Yankees. He said now the Orioles fans take over their stadium. And I witnessed it myself. I mean, like when you stand up from the dugout and look behind you, that entire section is orange and black. The entire section. And like when the Orioles win and we do those walk-off interviews like we do on the road, Oriole fans don't leave. They stay for the walk-off interview, and they're sitting there, and they're cheering. They took over the Trop, and they've taken over in Tampa as well at the Steinbrenner Field. It's amazing to see that.
Yeah.
I don't think and like some of the fans of the race, they don't think it's all traveling either. A lot of it is, because I saw a lot of Oriole fans that, you know, told me they came from Baltimore. But the Orioles, because they've been – we forget how long they've been in Sarasota.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
And they've developed a lot of fans, and you know this, Ed, because you live down there, who are from there, who've become Oriole fans.
It's absolutely true. I mean, you see a lot of O's gear down there, just because it's, you know, spring training's there. I mean, for the obvious reason. So I'm not surprised.
And they do a lot for that city as well.
Absolutely, no, they do a lot. Actually, they have all kinds of fairs at the stadium and things like that.
Concerts.
Yeah,
So I mean, the guys are turning around, Jeremy. I mean, I know it's tongue in cheek, but it's real. I mean, you know, these guys who they've missed so long are starting to hit the baseball, are starting to impact this team. They only had 6 hits last night, but they had 6 walks as well.
Yeah.
That matters.
Well, tonight's one of these. I was talking about the game a little bit yesterday. I was breaking this thing down, looking at Sagano, who's been great. Phenomenal hitting conditions in New York tonight. And then you get Max Fried, who's got his sub-2 ERA. He's due for some negative regression, but I don't know if you bought into what the Orioles did against the two lefties that the Angels threw out, but we know what's been going on this year. They haven't hit lefties, and right now Max Fried's look like one of the nastiest ones in the league. He is going to come back to the pack. I don't think, and by the way, coming back to the pack for him is probably having an ERA in the threes. I'm just saying,
yeah.
I don't think this is who he is, but he's been great so far.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Mm-hmm.
When it all comes down to it, I'm going to give you his career numbers. His career numbers, he's a 250 hitter, 320. Oh, he's 250, Jeremy.
Who?
250.
250?
There you go.
I wasn't thinking.
You weren't paying attention, clearly.
320
on
base percentage and almost a 760 OPS. So if he continues those numbers, those are solid numbers for an everyday player, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to get Ramon Laureano out of the lineup when Tyler O'Neill comes back?
As I said, I think Sed might be sitting a little bit more against lefties, man, or Couser, where they rotate those guys when lefties are so you have somebody to play center. Like I looked the other day when the Orioles benched all their lefties except for Gunner and Sed, right? It was all right-handers. I looked at that lineup and went, ugh, against the Angels on Sunday, right? And then they score double-digit runs that day and impress everyone. Mm-hmm. Even though Kikuchi. Sorry, you say Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Struck out double digits. They still were able to score a ton of runs. It was a really weird one. But this is a team that I guess when you're facing lefties and O'Neill comes back, you want him in the lineup. You can't bench Laureano. I think it's something where one of those guys has to sit or I don't know that you're going to DH one of those guys against a lefty.
Can I say this? I want to say this, and I just want to leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know he runs and goes get him better than anybody else in baseball, but I said it to you, I think maybe off air. When a ball is hit on the ground, Cedric Mullins is a liability.
No, you said that on the air yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
He is a liability. Yeah. And
Laureano's got a rocket for an arm.
And so does O'Neill, and so does Couser. I think, in my opinion, for like just everyday baseball, that's your better outfield. I think for going and get it out of the air, Cedric Mullins is one of the best in the business. But how many times do you have to go get it versus how many times you had to come and play it? But coming to play it, those three guys you don't just take your liberties against either one of those three guys. If Cedric Mullins is out there, if anybody's on first and a ball is hit to his left side, they're going to third. They're not even looking. They're going to third. And if it's a halfway decent runner and it's hit to his right, which is towards left field, they're still going to third. You take extra bases against him without any consequences. Those other guys, they're consequences.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. World of Stupid at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, I'm going to take you inside the Orioles clubhouse up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Shout out to our engineer, Charlie Weller, our producer, Joe LaCroix, Paul over here in New York where I am broadcasting live for getting me up and running this morning, going above and beyond.
Paul, thanks for getting Rob up.
Wow.
What, isn't that what you just said?
Take it to another, up and running.
Oh, okay.
Up and running.
Will you roll over or something?
Now, a couple of things. Got three things I want to share with you from in the clubhouse. First of all, on Wednesday, did not talk about it yesterday because we did the different situation with Juneteenth yesterday. Didn't go in the clubhouse. But on Tuesday in the clubhouse, talking to Ron O'Hearn, he says to me, what are you doing tomorrow? Which would have been Wednesday. I said, nothing. He said, want to go to the Boys and Girls Club with me? What time? I said, yeah. I said, I'll meet you there. We got there. He was there. Jordan Westberg went with him as well as some of the PT, Freddie, and our travel manager, Charles. They were all there as well. And the kids were there for summer camp. And you forget how great summer camp is. So the director of the camp was talking to O'Hearn. He said, look, I mean, we'd love for you to go out and play some kickball with the kids, but we know it's hot and you play tonight, so you could do some classroom stuff if you want. Hearn's like, I don't do any classroom stuff. You guys want to play kickball? I'm like, yeah, let's play kickball. And we played two games of kickball with these kids, and it was phenomenal. It was great because not only were the kids great, but to see the connection with O'Hearn and Westberg with these kids. You're talking about inner city black kids, low income, you could tell. And O'Hearn looked at this one kid. He said, man, you're going to be an athlete one day. I don't know what sport you're going to play, but you got wiggle. You know what I mean? You know, I try to tag you. You try to give me a little head shake, hip movement. He said, dude, you're going to be an athlete. How are your grades? He said, my grades are all right. He said, you got to be better than ours. And he had a different conversation with him. Westberg, the same thing. The interaction with these kids and the patience that they displayed was impressive. It was. I was thoroughly impressed by that. And on top of that, we got there at 10:30, start playing. They asked, they said, how long are you going to stay? He said, I got 2 hours. 2 hours. We stayed till 12:30 in 90-plus degree heat playing kickball with kids. And from my understanding, I talked to O'Hearn. I said, how often do you do this? Why this? He said, oh, I'm connected with the organization and I go to certain cities. They'll link me to certain people to do community service work. He said, last year here, we fed the homeless. He said, I got to be honest with you. I know that's needed. He said, but this is a lot more fun and to me a lot more rewarding because it's an investment. You know, I feel like I'm investing in these kids. And he does it at different cities. And he said to me, he said, look, man, when you're on the road with us, if you want to go, I give you the heads up. It was absolutely rewarding. But more so than that, when you have players that are good and then you get see another side of them and you realize as good as they are as players, it fades in comparison who they are as people. That's a great, it's a great position to be in. And I just think these are two of the more quality people that I've seen in that clubhouse.
So let me ask, he belongs to an organization that connects him on different cities when he's traveling?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
He doesn't just do it in Baltimore. I knew he did it in Baltimore.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he did it. He does it on the road. He said it's not every road trip, mm-hmm. but they'll tell him, hey, we got something in Seattle. You want
right.
to do this?
Right.
And if it doesn't interfere with his training and things like that, he will. He said it was great in Tampa because they're playing outside and they're not doing all the batting practice and stuff like that. So he's good to go.
So, Rob, we've talked about it where people go, oh, my God, you got to keep him around. He's a great clubhouse guy. Like for us, and I don't want to speak for everyone, but like to me, that's an added bonus. Like you need to be a good player. And if you're a great clubhouse guy, cool. If you're a bad clubhouse guy, that's obviously going to ding you a little bit.
Right.
But when you see people, you get to travel with the team, and seeing players nowadays as opposed to years past is a lot different. The money's different. They're more guarded because of social media and what people are trying to do. I don't know if you saw the video of Kelsey Plum in the WNBA. People were camping outside her hotel to get autographs, and it's the first time it's happened to her, and she thought it was creepy. She's like, it's creepy. You guys are showing up at my hotel.
I'm going to camp outside a hotel to get a phone number.
Yeah, well, she didn't say anything creepy about me sitting outside the window on the 34th floor. No, like, if you're looking at it, to me, it's an added bonus, but it's so cool when you see one of those guys who's just a good person and kind of gets it. You know, like, there are people in life that get it, that are trying to help other people out, trying to do stuff for less fortunate people, or just kind to everyone, and you don't have to be a jackass all the time.
And it's funny because, just to say these guys have a sense of humor, the ball, if you ever played kickball, the ball is rigid and it spins, and sometimes it takes funny hops. So Westberg made an error at third, and I looked at him. He said, my bad. And I just kept staring at him. He said, what? I said, yeah, let's switch position. I'm the better third baseman.
Yeah,
he
man.
Put his hand down and said, okay. So it was a great experience being around them. Now, yesterday I told you guys about the heat and how it's impacting the players. And I said, well, there's a position player that had three jerseys, and by the end of the game, I didn't see any of those jerseys. Well, I talked to that position player, and when you could talk to a player, then you know you can share this information. That was Gary Sanchez. I talked to him yesterday before the game, and I asked him, did the heat impact him? He said, absolutely, it impacted him. And the reason I asked, because I don't know if you remember, he had a great throw down the second base on a pitch out. Mm-hmm. But he had two errant throws that were really wild.
One went to the outfield.
Well, two went to the outfield. Yeah. One, the guy advanced. The other one, he didn't because whoever was in the center field, I think it was Kowser that night, did a great job in picking it up. He couldn't get to the next one. And Sanchez told me in that situation, because the umpire is sweating so hard, when you get the ball from the umpire, it's already wet with sweat. You can't wipe your hands on your uniform and dry them off because that's wet. And he said it wasn't so much that the jersey was heavy and weighing him down. He kept changing because he wanted to try to have something dry on to wipe his hands. And it just so happened on the pitch out, that inning, there's one of the innings that he had just changed his jersey. He just wiped his hands off on his jersey, and he threw it down a second. He said it's not so much that they're fatigue. It's just that the sweat and the humidity and all those things make a different situation to throw. You saw that night also. I think Jackson Holliday is becoming one of the better second basemen and turning the double play on that pivot throw. I don't know if you remember the play when he got it and he double clutched and the runner beat him by half a step. Well, he double clutched because he said when he reached in his glove, he didn't want to make an errant throw because the ball was slippery, so he kind of got a little extra, spun it a little bit to kind of get it to the back of his hand to get a little extra grip. Those are the things that we don't see. And I said when I say the Heat impacts them, it's not so much that they're tired and worn down, but I think it's also, I think that is the case in some situations, but I think also the playing situation is a lot different. And I'll say it again, Tampa has played 50-something home games because hurricane season is going, so they're a little bit more acclimated to that heat than their opponents. And finally, last night, I can tell you by authority, after 80, how many pitches did he throw last night? Charlie Morton threw 84 pitches last night. I will tell you without zero speculation that Charlie Morton had a major problem coming out of that game last night. And I said that without zero speculation. He had a problem coming out of that game last night, and he had to be convinced in a major, major way.
Hey, you know what's...
That was about to be a problem.
It's so cool, though, like, and I'll even throw myself in there because he can just hold up those middle fingers and say, "See? See?
I told you.
You jerks, you..." I wanted to shoot him in the sun. I'm not saying that.
He struck out seven guys in less than six innings.
And walked none.
Yeah.
He's been on. And by the way, it's not just that he did that. They had two, like, what was it? Two or three guys they potentially could go to from the bullpen. Like, the rest of the bullpen had already pitched back-to-back days. They didn't. Manzolino even said it before the game. We can't put too many points on the board for them. We need Charlie to pitch. We need Charlie to pitch well.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton has 74 strikeouts. You know why that's impressive? Because he's only pitched 67 innings.
Yeah.
That's what he does, man. And like,
are
look.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I'll be the first to say I'm sorry.
But aren't you happy to say you were wrong in that situation?
100%. Because like, look, nobody disliked Charlie Morton. He'd be the first one to come out and tell you that he sucked. Like things weren't going. Yeah. Things aren't going the way that he wanted. And then now when you look at it, you're going back on, okay, he's tweaked some things and now he's helping the team win games.
Yeah.
You got to come out of the game.
I'm stunned. It's funny when he was, you know, scheduled to pitch yesterday, I'm like, uh-oh. Like, yeah, I still hadn't believed that he was going to, you know, he had corrected himself and then he has an outing like this.
And he threw a curveball last night, a right-handed hitter that started literally at his nose and ended up in the left-handed batter's box.
Well, this is what I noticed. It's funny you say that because what I've noticed with Morton was when he was in a bad way, he had pitches that started as balls ended up as strikes because they were going ball to strike where guys could hit them.
Yeah.
Now they're going strike to ball, like you said, in the other batter's box. That's what's happening now. They were breaking right into the zone for batters. And now he's corrected whatever the hell he was doing, and now this is happening.
Are the Birds catching the Yankees at the right time? We'll talk about that at 7:45, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Cohen.
Yeah, Florida man tells the police, "Catch me if you can. Just left grandma's house. You guys are too slow." Tell you what happened. We'll also talk about a Russian daredevil. I don't get this. I don't know that we needed this, but he's still doing it. And a darter. That's right, a professional dart player that he did something, and I want to see if you guys think this is foul play or if it's, you know, kind of a nice little strategy to have during darts.
He made foul his play or fair play.
Yeah, he made his opponent walk
you know,
away.
This is my new thing now.
What? Darts? Yeah. Well, you're gonna love this.
You play baseball, Ed?
A baseball
with darts, you mean?
Yeah.
No, we're just playing straight dart, you know, the straight game right now. Yeah. But yeah.
Right. But we're going to talk about all that. I'll give you all the stories coming up next in the world of stupid.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.